Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
What joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. All my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome in the name of our Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. My name is Pastor Dennis Lee. I'm covering for Pastor Tony tonight. He's still a little bit on the ill side. Let's go to the Father in prayer, if you don't mind, please. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for all the wonderful things that you've given each and every one of us. Thank you for all the things that you've done for each and every one of us. Lord, thank you for the things that you've done for Pastor Tony and the healing that you are giving to and have given him in his long recovery road. In this we pray. Amen. All right. Tonight, I want to talk to you a little bit about the four horsemen. We're going to read chapter 6 of Revelation is what we're going to do. We're going to read the entire chapter, but we're going to concentrate just on the first four seals, which is the four horsemen. Not going to really get into the other ones. All right, if you would, turn to Revelation chapter 6. And for those that have a King James Bible, tonight I'm not going to be reading out of a King James Version just because I forgot with my King James at home. This one, just basically the same thing. We got all the text in it. It's just written in a more modern vernacular. All right. So, chapter 6, verse 1. Then I saw the Lamb open one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures say with a voice like thunder, "Come." And I looked, and there was a white horse. Its rider held a bow. A crown was given to him. And he went out as a conqueror in order to conquer. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, "Come." And then another horse went out, a fiery red one, and its rider was allowed to take peace from the earth so that people would slaughter one another, and a large sword was given to him. When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come." And I looked, and there was a black horse. This rider held a set of scales in his hand. Then I heard something like the voice among the four living creatures say, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, or three quarts of barley for a denarius, but do not harm the oil or the wine. And for your knowledge, a denarius would have actually been a day's wages. When he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, "Come." And I looked, and there was a pale green horse. Its rider was named Death and Hades. And following after him, they were given authority over the fourth of the earth to kill by the sword, by famine, by plague, and by wild animals of the earth. When he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slaughtered because of the word of God and the testimony they had given. They had cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, the one who is holy and true, how long until you judge those who live on the earth and avenge our blood?" So they were each given a white robe, and they were told to rest a little while longer until the number would be completed and their fellow servants and their brothers and sisters who were going to be killed just as they had been. Then I saw him open the sixth seal. A violent earthquake occurred. The sun turned black like sackcloth, made of hair, and the entire moon became like blood. The stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree drops its unripe figs when shaken by a high wind. The sky was split apart like a scroll being rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved from its place. Then the kings of the earth, the nobles, the generals, the rich, powerful, and every slave and free person hid in a cave and among the rocks and mountains. And they said unto the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us, hide us from the face of the one seated on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, because the great day of their wrath has come, and who is able to stand?" And we ask the Holy Spirit to be with us while we're talking about this, and give us guidance. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, before I go into discussing this, I've got some information that I want to share with you. And it's right along the lines of what this is actually talking about. Okay, we're going to go back to January of last year. So January of 2021 is where all this stuff started. Not necessarily the date that it started, but I mean all this stuff started theoretically in January 21. And you'll see what I'm talking about here in just a second. Just some interesting tidbit facts. If you remember, it was all over the news right about, I think it was January, February time frame. They had a big ship that blocked the Suez Canal. And that was supposedly the crescendo effect, or the starting of the crescendo effect of all the supply chain shortages, or at least that's what they were blaming. But there was thousands of ships backed up. They were backed up all the way through the Med and back out into the Indian Ocean. Backed up so because I couldn't go through the Suez Canal because that one ship had it blocked up. And it was there technically it was literally crossed the canal for well over a week, and then they finally got it. But it was like another couple of weeks where they could get it out of the way so the ships could actually come through. Something else that a lot of people don't pay attention to, but the price of fertilizer has more than tripled than what it was last. People go, "Why are you worried about fertilizer?" Well, because everything that you eat is, except for meat, is based, you know, it's planted, it's got fertilizer on it. I don't need to talk about the fuel prices because everybody's well aware of those. Something else that just recently occurred, Bill Gates just became the largest farmland donor in the United States. He owns more farmland than everybody else combined. That just recently happened. All the world leaders, to include the idiot one we got, of course, they're backtracking on that just because everybody is starting to notice it, but he literally said it. All the world leaders are announcing food shortages. Top of that, you got the so-called war in the Ukraine, and they're trying to blame that on it. And to some extent, there is a little bit of interest there because the western part of Russia where, that meets the Ukraine and the eastern part of Ukraine that meets Russia, the whole little area right there is the breadbasket of the world. I mean, that's where the vast majority of the wheat comes from that feeds all the people that's in Asia and Africa and all those places. And just something else, and I'll get into a little bit more of this in just a minute, but over the course of the last couple of months, there has been millions of chickens killed. Just killed, not slaughtered for food. They just killed them. And I'll get into that here in just a second. So something else that I found interesting, and I think, personally, I think this all ties in with what we were just talking about. Like I say, we're going to go back to January of 2021. This place called Deli Store Corporation, which is a major distributor of the big deli meats that you go to the grocery store and you see the big logs of the deli meats. There was a big distributor for both major chains and also for the military or government, whatever you want to call them, for supplying deli meats. In April, pay attention to the dates. Although I didn't give specific dates, I just put them down by month, but pay attention to these. That was in January. In April of 2021, a major Tyson food processing place burnt to the ground. In June, a Kellogg's factory burnt to the ground. In July, a Tyson chicken processing plant burnt to the ground. In August, a meat processor burnt to the ground. In September, JBS, which is the largest meat processing plant or company in the world, one of their plants burnt to the ground. In October, the Smithfield pork processing plant, and we all know Smithfield's one of the largest in the world as well, they had one of their plants burnt to the ground. In November, another beef processing plant burnt to the ground. In December, and it didn't tell me what the name of it, but it was just a food processing plant, so I'm assuming they were making beans or corn or something like that. January, another food processing plant burnt down. In January, a fertilizer plant burnt down. Now, these are all this year, since January of this year. Another food processing plant burnt down. In February, Wisconsin River Meat, which is another major meat processing plant where they slaughter the animals, the place burnt to the ground. In February, a big major soybean processing plant burnt to the ground. February, a potato chip processing plant burnt to the ground. Not that anybody really cares about potato chips, but in March, the biggest Hot Pocket plant out there, it burnt to the ground. In March, and people around here can remember this because it was all over the news for a few days. In March, a major Walmart distribution center burnt to the ground. March again, a potato processing plant burnt to the ground, a place where they, take potatoes and get them cleaned up and bag them and sort them and all that stuff, it burnt to the ground. April, another meat processing plant burnt to the ground. April again, and for this one, it could have burned anyway, I wouldn't have cared, but an organic food processing plant burnt to the ground. April again, another fertilizer plant burnt to the ground. April again, General Mills plant burnt to the ground. April again, 3.5 million chickens were killed. These were egg-laying chickens. April, another 5.3 million chickens were killed. These were the ones that you go to the store to buy chicken with, or, chicken meat. In May, one of the big largest chicken farms burnt to the ground. In May, they killed 10 million chicken, turkeys, and ducks. In May again, They killed another 3 million egg-laying chickens. In May, one of the largest plants that makes irrigation stuff for the farms and stuff burnt to the ground. In June, another JBS plant burnt to the ground. This was just a few days ago. June again, a Purina plant burnt to the ground. June again, this is just a few days ago, and you may have even heard this on the news. California, the state of California, told the farmers in California they can have no more water, period. In June, just a couple of days ago, Smithfield, the largest pork processing facility in the U.S., which was located in California, closed its doors. And just a couple of days ago, and June again, just a couple of days ago, one of the major frozen food processing plants just burnt to the ground. And I did a little bit. I hadn't had a time to spend a whole lot of time on it. That was 2021 and 2022, from January to right now, so 18 months. In the year 2020, of course, it was, you know, everybody was shut down. There was zero. In the year 2019, there was two of these plants, just two. 2018, there was three. But 21, 22, there's almost 30 of them on there. And I don't care what anybody says. That is pre-planned. That's preordained. These people are doing this stuff. When they come out and tell you that there's going to be some kind of food shortage, or there's going to be this and there's going to be that, trust me. And these are just the ones in the U.S. Okay, I'm sure if I went and dug a little deeper to like Germany or Britain or China for that matter, or you know all these other major countries, they're going through the same stuff, because every country out there, all the major powers to be, are saying there's going to be food shortages next year. They're already telling us there are going to be food shortages next year. And then you got these idiots in California, where most of the vegetables in this country actually come from. You can't have no water. They're shutting the water down to all the farms there. You know, we get a lot of our nuts from out of California. A lot of the vegetables come from that part of the world, you know. People think California is all, you know, glitz and glamour, but it's the farm basket for this country. And they just said no water. So, like I say, I'm not saying whenever we read this, I am not by no shape, form, or fashion saying that the four horsemen are riding, but I will tell you, they're being saddled. There's no doubt about it. They're being saddled. So let's go back and excuse me. Let's go back and review this again with that knowledge in mind, and let's see if you think it means the same thing that I do. Then I saw a lamb open one of the seven seals, and I heard one of the living creatures say with a voice like thunder, "Come!" And I looked, and there was a white horse. Its rider held a bow, a crown was given to him, and he went out as to conquer, and in order to conquer. Okay? Now let's stop right there. There's two prevailing theories on who this guy is. One, you got particularly the pre-tribulationists, they want to say that that's Christ coming back. And then the second is that that's the Antichrist. I don't personally know. I think I would be more inclined to believe that that's the Antichrist, or at least his predecessor, you know what I'm saying? And the one thing that that gets people messed up is it talks about he's coming out to conquer in order to conquer, or he's coming out to, you know, kill. That's not necessarily what that means. He could be killing the church, not death-wise, but through false testimony, through false, all the false preachers that you see out there. You know, there's more than one way to skin a cat, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? It don't have to be out there shooting somebody or being, you know, cutting somebody with a sword or whatnot. Because the one thing that you need to pay attention to, he was given a bow, but he wasn't given any quivers. So at least in this first part, he's spreading rumors. He's filling people's heads with garbage, which is what we see on a daily basis. I mean, you can't turn on the news anymore without seeing garbage being spread. You know what I'm saying? So, and Paul Harvey, bless his heart, he gave in the 60s, I'm sure some of you heard it, "If I Was the Devil" speech. And he was spot on. I'm telling you, that man was spot on. If you have never heard that him doing that, you really need to, you can pull it up on YouTube or something. "If I Were the Devil" by Paul Harvey. And he has had this spot on. I'm talking right down. It's like he was here and just wrote it. You know what I'm saying? He was spot on. You couldn't have got more spot on if he had tried. But that's basically what he was saying, that he was going, that this person on the white horse was going to come out and spread a lot of minutia out there, and people's going to believe it. I mean, look what people believe now. You know, they believe that it's okay to kill your own baby, for crying out loud. And I mean, you see it all the time. But they honestly believe that's their God-given right to kill their own kid. And I'm not going to get into the abortion issue right now, but all you got to do is turn on the news and listen to them. I mean, that's the garbage that they're spewing right now. And that's just one example. I mean, there's a whole myriad of things that they're saying is just absolutely perfectly okay to do. And that's the kind of stuff that I'm saying that what this guy right here, he's going to be doing. He's going to be spreading a lot of minutia around. And if you haven't paid any attention, there's a lot of it really being spread around. Now, when he opened the second seal, and we're talking about Christ, he's the one that's opening these seals. That's why having Christ be the one doing this didn't make much sense to me as being the rider of the white horse, because he's the one opening the seals. When he opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, "Come." And another horse went out, a fiery red one, and its rider was allowed to take peace from the earth, so that people would slaughter one another, and a large sword was given to him. Now, let's combine these two and look at some of the things that's going on. So we got a lot of minutia going on out there. You got this idiot Biden that we got as a president. You got Trudeau that's in Canada. He's just as big an idiot. And you got another idiot in Britain and Merkel and Germany. They're all a bunch of idiots. If you pay attention to and listen to anything they say, they're actually, I think they're all demonic. But, you know, just listen to some of the stuff they're saying. Well, they're out there spreading this minutia. All of them are. They're spreading the garbage. They're creating. I just read you all the things about all these plants. There's no way that's a coincidence. One or two, that's a coincidence. 30 is not a coincidence. I mean, I don't care who you are. 30 is not a coincidence. One or two, maybe. 30, no. So then you got all these plants that's going down. You got the biggest place that's providing food for the U.S. not allowed to have any water during the summertime when the plants actually need the water. You combine that with the minutia that's being spread. And then all of a sudden, about this time next year, the grocery stores already don't have much in them. And what you do get is going to cost you an arm and a leg. So people's going to start getting a little uptight. You know what I'm saying? They're going to start getting a little bit upset with somebody And then all of a sudden, you know, you see that pack of hamburger meat over there and you rush to it, and then somebody else sees it and they're rushing to it. Now you got a fight in the grocery store over a pack of hamburger meat. Well, you just multiply that times the entire world, and guess what? It just took peace from the earth. I mean, that's and this is stuff we can see, honestly see happening. You know, when the pandemic was going on, or the so-called pandemic was going on, you had people hoarding toilet paper, crying out loud, you know? And that's just to wipe their butt, you know, not to put anything in your belly. You know, I'm not that worried about toilet paper. I mean, I still got some old Sears catalogs at home. But, you know, putting food in your belly is a whole different ballgame. People tend to get a little upset when their kids are hungry, which I didn't even bring up the whole baby formula thing. But, you know, you start putting these things together and you pay attention to what's going on in the world, you can see a progression here. Then when you open the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come." And I looked, and there was a black horse, and the rider held a set of scales, and in his hand, then I heard something like the voice of among the four living creatures say, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius, but do not harm the oil and the wine." Now you combine them two, and then you bring that one in there, you got people starving to death. And now they're trying to go out there and buy food. And it's going to take a day's wages to buy the food. But, there's another caveat to this whole mess that a lot of people don't realize. This weekend, starting Friday afternoon, as a matter of fact, in Davos, Switzerland, you got all the powers to be, the makers and shakers, the ones that control all the money, the World Economic Forum. Well, guess what? They're all meeting in Davos this weekend to decide the fate of our monetary system worldwide, literally. And that's going to be decided this weekend. Whether they come out with an idea, well, of course, we already know what the idea is going to be, but whether they come out with a plan to implement it or if they're going to keep pushing the can down the road, we don't know. We won't know until sometime next week or the week after what their plans was. But it's kind of interesting. I wrote, because I actually did a little bit of research on that, not much, but a little bit. Guess who some of the people that's going to be there at the Bible say? The Rockefellers, Bill Gates, Charles Schwab, Schiff, the Rothschilds, Clinton, Obama, George Soros, Ted Turner, and just another assorted world leaders that have to, you know, I really shouldn't call them world leaders. They're more of the banker, so to speak, world leader types. But, you know, each government will have some kind of representation there, whether it be Janet Yellen from the U.S., which I ain't even going to get into her, but, you know, whether it be somebody like that or, you know, maybe somebody from the State Department or whatnot, but you'll have each country will have somebody there. And by the end of it, they're going to have an idea as to what they're going to do. The current thought as to what they're going to do is they're going to crash the dollar. And whenever they crash the dollar, it's going to crash every other world currency out there because everything is based off the dollar because it's a petrodollar. They're going to crash the dollar, and then all of a sudden, everybody's going to go to a cryptocurrency. What that cryptocurrency is going to be, who knows? But some things that a lot of people don't realize, they've already been working behind the scenes on this. That's why you got Facebook, why I changed its name to the Metaverse, by the way. It had nothing to do with Facebook. It had nothing to do with anything else. It had to do with all the currency because they already had a platform in there for it. And everything's going to be routed through, I'm not saying it's going to be routed through Facebook or Meta, but it's going to be something very, very similar to that. Everything's going to be virtual because they've already made it where everybody's got a phone out there. If you don't have a phone, they give you a phone. You know, everybody's got a phone, and you'll tap your phone on top of one of these scanners, you know, by the credit card scanners, and it does it for you. Takes it out of your little account. But what they don't tell you is that's why the Metaverse is part of it, because probably 85 to 90% of the people worldwide is on Facebook in some way, shape, form, or fashion. And they're using it as a platform to try all this stuff out, to figure out if some of this stuff works. And apparently it's worked. And I believe it's New York City, because China had started this stuff back a few years ago, and China has actually been in the test bed for most of these things that's coming down the pipe. China started a couple of years ago, I shouldn't say a couple of years ago, about 10 or 15 years ago, with the social credit score, or social score. I shouldn't call it a social credit score, but a social score, which kind of is what Facebook has already been doing. If you say something they don't like, they ban you for 30 days. Well, with the way that Chinese has got it, they got 9 million billion cameras everywhere, just like New York City does, most visualized place in the U.S. is New York City. And you do something, you say something that goes against the grain, like what we're doing right now, goes against the grain of their so-called social credit thing, they dock you. If you do something good, like say something good about the government, they give you extra credit. And everything that you do is based off of that. If you want to take a trip to California, well, they tap your phone because it's got your credit score in there. Tap your phone. Oh, no, you've been a bad boy. You can't go nowhere. Oh, and by the way, I don't know how you're going to get home, because you ain't getting a taxi cab either. You know, seriously. I mean, those are the things that they're doing to people. And then on top of that, whenever you go buy something, they're doing the same thing. Oh, no, you can't have but $5 worth of gas, or 5 gallons worth of gas. And this is going to last you a whole month. But you better start walking or get a bicycle. Or better yet, go get one of our electric cars that's going to tear down the grid. But you know why they're pushing the electric cars, and I don't mean to get off on a tangent here, but one of the biggest reasons that they're pushing these electric cars and these new hybrids, they're all built into the web. They're on the internet 24/7. Everything that you say inside that car is recorded. Everything you do inside that car is recorded. Every inch that car moves is recorded. And the government, at any time they want, particularly because of that garbage in 9/11, the Patriot Act, they can download anything that you've got, whether you know it or not, because that's what the Patriot Act lets them do. They can download where you've been, what you know, if you're sitting in a car and say, hey, we're going to go down to Rural King, we're going to buy some 9mm rounds. Well, guess what? You ain't got a gun that's registered. But you got a 9mm, and now they know you got it because you just said that you was going to Rural King to buy some 9mm rounds. You know what I'm saying? They're doing that. And then all of a sudden your credit score goes whoop, and now you can't even go buy electricity for yourself. You know, now your electric car's stuck on the side of the road. So people don't think about all these things. They don't understand. If the government pushes an agenda like they're pushing this stuff, I promise you there's a back door to it and there's something nefarious going on. I promise you it is. I don't care what they're talking about. There's always something nefarious that the government's involved in. Getting back to what we were saying here, and I looked and there was a black horse and its rider set of scales. And then I heard something like the voice of four living creatures, a quart of wheat for a denarius. In other words, we just talked about that. You know, it's going to cost you a day's wages just to get some wheat or you know, a loaf of bread. But do not harm the oil and the wine. Now, that is a key statement right there. You know, for those of y'all that don't have a clue what they're talking about, they're not literally talking about oil and wine. They're talking about, you know, the ritzy people. We're not going to mess with them, you know, the billionaires, because they're the ones that's bringing all this stuff in. And when he opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth living creature say, come. And I looked, and there was a pale green horse, and its rider was named Death and Hades. And was following after him, they were given authority over a fourth of the earth to kill with a sword, by famine, by plague, and by wild animals of the earth. Now, we We've already went through the first three seals. We already know that people's going to be starving to death, and people's already going to be doing things that they don't want to do. So before we get too much into the fourth seal, I want to bring up a point that a lot of people don't realize. Had these two guys called the two witnesses to come onto the scene at the very beginning and all this stuff. And what did the two witnesses do? They made it not rain for 3 years. Worldwide. Terrible heat. You know, no rain. You know, blood turning to, or water turning to blood and all these things. All the same stuff that happened during the plagues of Moses in Egypt. Well, guess what? They're bringing those same plagues to the earth again. And these are the two witnesses. So when all these things are going on, who's going to get blamed? You and I are, because we're Christians. We're going to be blamed for what they're doing. Guess what happens during the fourth seal? The fourth seal is when all the martyrs are being killed. Start thinking about how the fourth and fifth seal actually is when all the martyrs are being killed. And those are the things that are happening. The two witnesses are out there in Jerusalem preaching the gospel like they should be doing, but because they're being, you know, chastised and whatnot, because it says if they're attacked or chastised or anything, fire can come out of their mouth and they have the power over the plagues. They can do all these things. And two of the things that it says it was going to do was make it not rain for 3 years and turn the water to blood. So there's not going to be a lot of water out there. So that's why people are really, really going to be turning against us. You know, people think it's, you know, the Antichrist don't like. It's going to be your own neighbors doing it. And that's what people don't understand. It's going to be your own neighbors doing it. It's going to be your own family doing this because they're, one, they're hungry, they're thirsty, and they're blaming you. And that's the nuts and bolts of this whole mess. They're blaming you. And then it also talks about plagues. Well, I don't know if any of y'all pay any attention to what these Yahoos actually said, but they have already publicly stated, and this ain't just our idiot, this is all the other idiots out there, there's going to be a new plague that's going to hit the world in October-November timeframe. Now, how in the world do they know there's going to be a new plague hit the world in the October-November timeframe if all this stuff wasn't pre-planned? And that's literally what they said. You can't make this stuff up. They literally said that. So we got the killing by the sword, which is, you know, they're going to be all upset with us because, you know, all these people are hungry and are dying and they're blaming us for it. By famine, by plague, there's your plague again, and by wild animals, and the wild animals are going to do it because they're hungry and thirsty as well. And when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slaughtered because of the word of God and the testimony they had given. They cried out with a loud voice, Lord, the one who is holy and true, how long until you judge those who live on the earth and avenge our blood? So these are martyrs. They're up underneath the altar. So they were each giving a white robe, and they were told to rest a little while until the number would be completed of their fellow service and their brothers and sisters who were going to be killed just as they were. Now, that's a whole mouthful of stuff right there. And anybody that's got a pre-tribulation rapture view, they obviously never read this because this is talking about Christians right here. Okay? So one thing that you need to take real close notice to, they cried out with a loud voice. Well, let's start. I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slaughtered because of the word of God. Okay? So these are the martyrs that's being slaughtered. And some of them are being slaughtered because they're out there preaching, and others are being slaughtered just because they carry the name Christian because of what the two witnesses are doing. They cried out with a loud voice, Lord, the one who is holy and true, how long until you judge those who who live on the earth and avenge our blood. Now, again, if you have a pre-tribulation view, I'd ask you how, because they say what they say is that the wrath of God starts with the first seal. This right here is telling you it don't. We already know it don't, because they're asking, how much longer are you going to wait to avenge our blood? It's real plain and simple. How long are you going to wait to avenge our blood? So they were each given a white robe. Notice they were given a white robe. It don't say that they put it on. They were just given a white robe. And they were told to rest a little while longer until the number would be completed. Key point, they were given the robe, but they didn't put it on yet. And the number, and to rest a little while until the number would be completed of their fellow servants and our brothers and sisters who are going to be killed just as they had been. Now we got the sixth seal. And I saw him open the sixth seal. A violent earthquake occurred. The sun turned black like sackcloth, made of hair. The entire moon became like blood. The stars of heaven fell to earth as a fig tree drops its unripe figs. Now let's stop right there. If you've read anything about the end times in the Old Testament, this is exactly what it says. Matter of fact, it says it like five different times. The sun is darkened, the moon is darkened, and then the wrath happens. The moon became like blood, the stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree, and its unripe drops its unripe figs when shaken by the high wind. The sky was split apart like a scroll. Being rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved from its place. Then the kings of the earth, the nobles, the generals, the rich, the powerful, and every slave and free person, hid in caves and among the rocks and the mountains. Now I'm going to stop right there. Something that you may or may not know, and this is something that's been going on for a couple of years now, there's this little place called New Zealand, okay? Out in New Zealand, all these billionaires and millionaires, they've got doomsday bunkers, and every one of them is built in New Zealand, and because New Zealand is a mountainous area. And they have literally bought up 90% of the country of New Zealand, and they built bunkers and stuff inside these mountains. A lot of people don't realize that. And guess what it says right here? The kings of the earth, the nobles, the generals, the rich, the powerful, and every slave and free person hid in caves and among the rocks of the mountains. And they said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us, hide us from the one seated on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, because the great day of their wrath has come, and who is able to stand? And that, my friend, is the rapture right there. But I'm not getting into that today. But if you pay attention to what's going on in the world, current events, what's going on in the news, like I say, I'm not saying by any way, shape, form, or fashion that these things are taking place right now. But it's hard not to at least see there is a possibility of them happening or getting ready to happen. And I personally believe that while the horses may or may not be running, they're definitely being mounted. They're being saddled. We're going to go ahead and quit for the night there. I just wanted y'all to at least have a little bit of thought about what's going on in the world. Think about what's going on in the world. Because even the devil, he's required. He's required. Job tells us this. He's required to tell us everything he does. He's required to. He can't do anything unless he tells us what he's going to do. Now, if you pay attention to it, that's one thing. If you call it a conspiracy theory, that's a whole other. But he is still required to tell you everything he's going to do to you. No ifs, ands, buts. And not only that, you got this great big wonderful book right here that tells you everything that he's going to try to do to you. So when you combine the two and sit back, pull yourself out of the box, pull yourself out of the, you know, out of the world secular view of everything, step back and just ponder on it. Maybe. I mean, it sure looks like it. You know, and I'm not saying, you know, because you've had all kinds of nutcases throughout history, all the end times that's coming right now. You know, you had the Millerites back in the 1800s. Oh, the world's going to end in 18, whatever it was. And, you know, then you had the I can't even remember what the name of them group was, the Comet Hail Bunch and all those that were saying, you know, the comet's going to come and take us all away. There's a nuts out there, but at the same time, you also got to understand that the Bible is true. It is prophecy, so we can't be 100% certain. Matter of fact, it tells us we won't be certain until the Antichrist is sitting on his throne. But it's definitely worth getting your life in line, getting things situated, getting yourself right with God, because whether it is or it ain't, your life on this planet ain't gonna last much longer either. So, you know, some of you may be on your way home and never make it home because the good Lord calls you back. Heaven forbid, but it's the truth, you know. Nobody knows how much time they got. I very well could go outside, get in my truck, and, you know, be ran over by a semi just like that, and I'm gone. Nobody knows. So you need to have your life right with God each and every day. Each and every day you need to pick up your cross and carry it, which means that you die to yourself and you are reborn in Christ each and every day. And that's what each and every one of us needs to do on a daily basis. That way we're prepared if we do die. You know, it would be a total shame to live a good life, a good Christian life every day, and then all of a sudden just one thing happened. That one thing is going to send you straight to hell. We don't want to do that. We want to die to Christ on a daily basis. We want to make damn sure that we got everything situated in our lives just so we can go to heaven. We want to be right with God on a daily basis. With that, I'm going to close. And if we will, let's go to the Father in prayer, and we'll have the ending. Heavenly Father, thank you again for everything that you've given us. Thank you for your word today. We pray that you will continue to provide your word, and please, Lord, look after all the martyrs that are dying in your name. Look after all the little babies that are still being killed in Satan's name, because we really be thinking about them. Lord, please look after Pastor Tony. Continue your healing with him, and look after each and every one of us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Righty, y'all have a wonderful night, and we'll talk to y'all on Sunday morning. Pastor Tony will not be here Sunday morning. It'll be me again. So we'll see you then, Sunday morning, 11 p.m. Everybody have a great night and a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.